All right. No cutesy intro this time. I'm just pushing the button.
Checks it ahead. Matthews empty net. There it is. Number 34 has got 50. Move over, leans. Chucky and Squid. Big Pappy's on the board.
We're smiling.
We're smiling. Memories of better days.
No, but we're smiling because we have something to smile about. For the first time in a little while now, Austin Matthews has re-signed with the Toronto Maple Leafs. It's a good day.
It's a good day. I mean, there's not been a lot going on for the Leafs, so we've been on Brad Treliving for a bit, but he got it done eventually. It's nice before training camp. I mean, he couldn't let it go into the season, but he got him signed. 4 years. $13.25 million. So Matthews will play out the rest of this year at his $11.6 million contract, and then 4 more years after that. So from today, 5 more years of Austin Matthews. Steven, are we winning a cup in the next five years? Yay or nay?
Yes, absolutely we are. You remember when we thought that after okay. When we declared we would win a Stanley Cup was when we signed John Tavares. We will win a Stanley Cup during the John Tavares contract. So I'm only going to agree that we'll win the Stanley Cup for the remainder of the John Tavares contract, okay, which Austin Matthews will be a part of, and that gives us 2 more years. So
that's like this year and next year.
Yeah, you have 2 years, Big Cactus, to get it done. I can't make any more declarations about when we're going to win the Cup. We'll do it before I die. I just don't know when. this is crazy. I'm at work, just like hanging out, working, and this guy that I work with that's not even that big of a hockey fan, just like, see what happened to Matthews. And this was before the actual post, because for those unaware, Austin Matthews broke his own extension.
He just said like, no, I'm gonna mess with the Leafs media. They don't get to announce it. I get to announce it.
And so then I just go straight from that to then I opened up a second Twitter page, or X, whatever we're going to call it on the podcast, and Elliot Friedman, and I'm just refreshing Friedman because I'm like, he's got to know. And then there it is. The highest paid player in the National Hockey League now plays for the Toronto Maple Leafs on a 4-year deal. I don't know that the highest paid player in the league's ever been on a 4-year deal, and I don't know that they've ever played for the Maple Leafs. This is all new.
It's all new. I mean, yeah, four years. I think, like, for a while we've kind of known, and we've talked as well as saying that, like, Matthews is definitely in the driver's seat. He could have really asked for any amount that he wanted, and the Leafs, I mean, he's the most talented player to ever put on the Leafs uniform. And now he'll be here for another 4 years. So it's like, so he could have asked for more than 13.25. Arguably, I mean, there's a debate going on online, is he's actually still underpaid at 13.25 million, being the highest paid player in the NHL. What are your thoughts, Steven? Is he deserving of being the highest paid player? Should we want to talk about the dollars, or you want to talk about the term? Because the term is a whole debate in itself.
Yeah, for the dollars, I'll say yes. I mean, he's obviously not the best player in the NHL. He's a best player in the NHL, and no one, I repeat, no one has scored more goals in the National Hockey League than Austin Matthews since he joined the league. Not one person. So, and a lot of those other guys have, you know, they're going to be signing similar contracts here soon, but even though maybe he doesn't put up the same points as Connor McDavid and stuff, scoring goals is an extremely important part of the game. So for that, you know, like, the guy's pretty valuable. But, like, when I look at every other sport in the league, in the world, right, you've got your upper echelon of whatever it is, 8 guys, 10 guys, right? And then the highest paid player is just essentially whoever's turn it is. So it's almost been, I think, abnormal that even though Connor McDavid's the best player in the league and up till now has had the highest contract, it has just seemed a little bit weird that, like, I don't know, the league has changed, but, like, when Nathan MacKinnon goes to re-sign and Panarin signs and just those upper echelon, and Pasternak signs, right, nobody went above that number. So where it's not, like, perfect for the Leafs. Sure, the Leafs would be great if it's lower. Like, Austin Matthews is deserving of that.
Yeah, no, and I agree. I think certainly, even looking at his last deal, like $11.6 million, he eked out every single dollar he could from Kyle Dubas to get that deal. Like, you look at Matthews then, his last deal, $11.6 million, was it for 4 or 5 years? For 5 years. If you consider his resume then and then his resume now, he's added 2 Rocket Richard trophies and a Hart trophy, and he's basically just got like the 2% inflation increase over the value of that to go from 11.6 to 13 million. I like this contract. I do like the contract. I love the dollar values. We've been talking for a while, like, oh, are players going to take less? Are they going to prioritize dollars? Are they going to prioritize winning? And yes, Matthew's the highest paid player in the NHL, but I think he took less than he could have. And maybe that's, what is he, 26 years old? Now he's old and wise compared to 22, but
I wonder, like, could he have gotten so much more? I don't know. I know Tree Living's literally said that, right? But, like, how is it that, like, he could have gotten so much more? Like, I guess if that's the argument, Nathan MacKinnon could have got so much more as well, right? He signed, I think, what was it, 12.6. Oh, wait, I'm totally wrong. He was the highest paid player. I forgot he signed for just a little bit more than McDavid. But I'm just saying that, like, was, I don't know. I guess then by that argument, all the guys, right, could sign for a little bit more. It's just, then it just starts to get ugly, right? Because then, like, you get into, like, we just literally can't do this. Like, you're going to go to free agency. And
I mean, it gets ugly, but not if you're a player, right? So, like, it's interesting. If you look at the highest paid players in baseball, football, basketball, and they're max players. They get the most amount that they can allowed under the salary cap. And even looking at the total amount of revenue that the different leagues makes, Matthews is severely underpaid. Now, there's arguments saying, like, oh, the players in hockey don't have the same level of impact as, like, a starting pitcher in baseball, or certainly one of the 8 players. I don't know how many players are on the court on basketball, but the same way, like, there's arguments that way. But when you say, like, is Max Scherzer 8 times more valuable to his team than Austin Matthews as far as earning 50, or, see, I can't do math either. It's been a long summer. Anyway, he gets paid $50 million a year. Poor Austin Matthews, basically a pauper at $13 million. it's interesting. But, like, so Matthews could have worked to set the bar higher. Like, I'm sure, who's the next big guy? Leon Draisaitl? I think Draisaitl's the next big kingpin that might come along and be the highest paid player in the NHL.
Sure.
He still has a couple of years left, though. I'm sure he'll look at Matthews' deal as a comparable.
I don't even know. Yeah, I it's too summertime for me to know who's up after this and, you know, what other big names are going to sign. But, yeah, it's just it's interesting for that. And you get into the term. I mean, it's a four-year deal. And I don't know. It's really just, like, not what I expected, because no one else does this in hockey, at least, right? No one else does this. Every other name we've mentioned, from Connor McDavid to Leon Draisaitl to Nathan MacKinnon to David Pastrnak to I can't think of one that hasn't done this.
All either 8 years,
yeah,
or 8 years if they're re-signing with their team, or 7 years re-signed
with somebody else
if they're signed on the open market,
and
like Tavares.
And there's a reason. The key reason is you like the place that you're playing at, right? You want to stay there. And you want that security of writing your name on a piece of paper that says you're guaranteed to get, you know, $60, $70 million over the next 8 years, right? Where other sports haven't always done this. Hockey players have done this because it's a dangerous game, and you don't know what your body's going to be like in 3 years, if you're going to be able to get to that next contract. And I guess I shouldn't be surprised that Austin Matthews, who's done things differently his whole career up and continuing now has chosen to sign a 4-year instead of an 8-year deal and bank on the fact he'll be able to cash in one more big contract.
I know, and it's like it is a little peculiar. Like, basically what it comes down to is $53 million over 4 years is what Matthews is making. And so Matthews, so we're in the realm of rumors a little bit, but Leafs would have offered him that. Like, I don't think the Leafs are going to be nickel and diming him down on the average annual value, or maybe he wants higher. It's hard to say that he's going to get paid more in his age 31 to 35, or 31 to 34 season than his 27 to 31 season. So it's like, well, but that brought the cap hit down. Does that make sense? Basically, Matthews, though, it's like, I'm sure it took guts for him. Like, he turned down $53 million guaranteed dollars. That's wild.
Yeah, you do not know what's going to happen, right? Because, like, he's kind of the first to do this, right? And so we really won't know, like, if it was the right call for a lot of years, right? And we'll see if other guys around the league start to do this, but it might not be the right decision for him, right? He might tear up his knees. He's not been a man made of steel his entire career, right? He's had injuries, not like massive, you know, ACLs and, you know, shoulder reconstructive surgeries and stuff, but he's had things that, like,
he usually doesn't play the full season.
Yeah, he could come out of this contract, you know, differently, and maybe it isn't the right call. I don't know. It's hard to tell. Nobody else in the NHL's done this.
So the big difference, I think, that's the X factor is the salary cap. So particularly in the past, I know, what are we, 4 years now of the flat cap? This next year will be the first year coming out of the cap, and they're anticipating big leaps and bounds, as far as salary cap growth. So what Matthews is thinking is, like, he's going to get, like, there are going to be tons of guys in 4 and 5 years that are getting paid $13 million, and he's going to be able to cash in even higher than that, probably for 8 years. That's the other piece. Like, the contract he signs from age 31 to 38 is different than the contract he signs from, what, 34 to 44?
Interesting, he's also betting, I guess, he's betting on Bettman. He's betting on the league, right? That the league actually will grow and will get to that, you know, insane tier. Because when we talk about all these other sports where, like, the top guy, you know, like, that number keeps going up and astronomically higher, right? All those leagues are doing better than the NHL. And just, like, you know, the guy that signed 4 years ago is making pennies compared to the guy that's signing right now. And, yeah, I guess we'll see. But,
Well, I mean, you look at Connor McDavid right now, he's getting paid 12.5, clear head and shoulders best player in the league, and there's, like, what, how many guys are above him now? Four guys? Five guys?
No, just two. I think it's just McDavid McKinnon and Matthews. That's it.
Oh,
In terms of AAV, I mean, I'm sure there's guys that are actually, like, making more per year.
But right.
I don't know. Somebody might tweet at us and roast me here for it. It's just so interesting, right? No, like I was saying it before, I can't think of one instance where a super duper duper star with his original team didn't stick around. And so, like, where, you know, you first get nervous thinking, like, well, he's only signing 4 years because, like, maybe he's not so in love with Toronto. I don't know that that's the case. He's just trying to get the money. Like, if he wasn't in love with Toronto, he'd be gone. He'd be trying to get out of here.
Well, he definitely knows that he can go anywhere he wants, and, like, the teams are going to – he's going to become the new fan favorite wherever he goes. I could see – like, I know some people were nervous about him going to Arizona, but, like, Matthews loves the spotlight. He loves being the guy. He's not going to some two-bit market playing out of a college arena.
Here's a bet, and this is a long-term bet, all right? So Austin Matthews' contract will be done in 2027. All right, and who knows how we'll feel about him by then. We might want him to go to Arizona. But the question is, Tim, will Arizona have a hockey team in the year 2027? Yes or no?
You want me to bet on Gary Bettman's stubbornness? That's usually a safe bet to take. They currently have no arena. The city shot down their other one. There's been rumors that, like, the owner is going to try and front the money for a new stadium, but 5 years is a long time. I might say no. It's a mess down there.
I would bet no as well. So then there you go. He's certainly not going back to
No, I would say like LA is probably where I was most afraid. But the problem is like you go to LA, you're playing third or fourth fiddle. Like
yeah.
Basketball, like both the Clippers are, I mean, maybe by 5 years the Clippers aren't relevant. They're still trying to rebuild, but Lakers are like huge. Dodgers are huge.
Clippers
like,
are huge. All, you know, the Angels are, well, I don't know if the Angels are huge, but yeah.
No, not after Ohtani leaves town.
Yeah, but you're right that he's different from the other players in the league where he does like the spotlight, and I think he likes being that guy, and you could argue he's the most popular hockey player on the planet because of where he plays, and I don't know.
Do you think he's the most popular hockey player? I mean, he's in Toronto.
I think he gets the most media just because he's in Toronto.
Yeah?
I guess not everyone know. If you're just like a casual jabroni on the streets of whatever, Arizona, you might not even know that you have a hockey team in your town, but you probably know the name Connor McDavid. I don't know if everybody knows Auston Matthews. So I don't know.
I don't know. But, like, it is significant. Like, we can debate on is it, like, 4 years, is it for the money, is it not? But it's basically we could have had four more guaranteed years of Auston Matthews, and we don't. Should we hold that against him? Ryan's not here on the pod today, and he's not impressed by the deal.
Because he wanted eight? I can't remember.
He wanted eight. He said all the other superstars in the league commit to their teams for eight, and they say like they're now going to be the face of the franchise the next 8 years. It gives them the stability. And Matthews is still out to make another buck, is what his
sort of. So commitment to the team, though, like in terms of like that he plans to stay here, or is it about the dollar amount? Like, I don't blame him for getting his bag whatsoever, but I like I said before, I do not think the fact that this is 4 years reflects anything on how he feels about the city of Toronto. Because like, could you imagine being in his shoes? If you didn't like this city enough that you wanted to get out of here, right? Like, you would do that. You would not sign another 4-year deal to stay here. That's a long time. It's a long time.
That's a long time. Like, I could see, like, if it was a 2-year deal, which, like, I know some of the rumors were, like, it'd be something super short like that. They're just out there to scare us. I think if it was that, then it's basically like, oh, he wants to play out the Leafs championship mm-hmm. window, and then he wants to go somewhere else. But like 4 to 5 years, it's a commitment.
I mean, so like an example of a guy in another league that does this all the time is LeBron. LeBron James of the NBA. Tim, are you familiar? And he's been doing this forever, and I guess maybe this doesn't bode well for the Auston Matthews argument, but he moves around, right? He does these short 2-year deals, and then he moves around. Although I think actually right now he might be on a 4-year deal, but... So I don't know.
Yeah, LeBron's a little different though, just the way basketball's set up, where like he's just gets the max amount, the mm-hmm. contract salary cap goes up, he can now opt out and get the new one. I think basketball also has limits, like you don't sign 8-year contracts in basketball. So
I think too, to argue with Ryan, who's literally not even here, but he's in the car screaming at
us. Words in his mouth.
And he's on the way back home. And I think, Tim, you and I are in agreement here that, like, this probably isn't the worst thing for the Leafs either, because, God forbid, Auston Matthews falls off a cliff or just something is going wrong here. These contracts are fully guaranteed for the player and the team, meaning, like, it is not easy to get out of this thing. And do you really want to be paying a 33-year-old, 32-year-old Auston Matthews $13.25 million when maybe the cap hasn't actually gone up that much? Like, the flexibility for the Leafs and Tree Living can be a good thing as well.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Like, 33 is like getting up there, but like, look at like Sidney Crosby and Ovechkin and Malkin, like other elite players. They're like, how old is Crosby now? 37? Sid the Kid is
35.
He just turned 36.
Okay.
Like, he's still an elite player. So like, Matthews at age 33, I have no concerns that like sure, maybe he's not winning Rocket Richard trophies at 33, but yeah, I mean, like, when was Ovechkin's last Rocket Richard trophy?
Oh,
probably was after 33.
Yeah, I'm just like, I guess I'm saying, like, then I'm fine knowing that every year that we're signing Auston Matthews for, he's going to be good, but not a bargain, I guess. Like I'd be fine with knowing that, but then also not having him on a bargain. Because, like, Sidney Crosby's been on a bargain for a long time, and that's really great for them, right? But the other way that it goes is the
The for thing a while, about Sidney Crosby, though, is he signed that was back when he signed 13-year deal. So when he first signed his deal, it was actually like a massive contract. It's only because the cap went up so much that by the end it was a deal. So maybe not quite comparing apples to apples.
I'm just saying, like, there's a lot. We have a lot of examples in the league where, like, this kind of thing doesn't go well in the later years of that deal, and so having the flexibility to be able to get out of it is good. I don't know. I'm making lemons out of lemonade. Is that the right phrase here? I don't know.
You're, like, searching for lemons.
Yeah, a little bit, because there's benefits to this. I would have been fine if they came back and said this is an 8-year deal and whatever, and we'll deal with that stuff down the road. But, like, if by 2027, when Arizona is not a hockey team anymore, Auston Matthews' contract goes up $3-4 million a year, whatever, that's fine. If he's worth it, that's fine.
Yeah, but, like, what I see happening, though, is in 4 years, when he's 1 year left in the contract, we're going to be having the same conversations that we had this whole summer of saying, like, can the Leafs afford to let Auston Matthews walk? Are we going to have to trade him for something? Are we going to have to try and extend him at that point? Are we going to walk him right to UFA and then, like, risk it? Like, it's I think, like, I don't think he's going to sign for – he's not going to sign a Jason Spezza deal at age 33. He's going to be signing potentially, like, another 8-year deal, and he just wants to ride off into the sunset for as long as he can. So, like, I think – I mean, it is a compromise. Like, are the Leafs going to get burned by only 4-year deal? No, we're getting 4 years of one of the top few players in the whole NHL. We're going to have – a Stanley Cup window that is 5 more years. This is significant. We'll try and be happy about it. But we're Leafs fans, so it's a struggle. But it could have been longer. Like, I mean, is a 36-year-old Auston Matthews make your team an automatic contender? Maybe not. But it's like, you look at what Pittsburgh has done, yeah, and they've been able to basically go for it every single year that Crosby and Malkin and Letang are still sticking around. And so yes, they're probably going to crash hard as far as the rebuilding phase once those guys are done, but it's like, you got to maximize the window. Those guys got their cups. I want some Stanley Cups. Book
this,
it.
4 years apparently too was the max that Auston Matthews' camp was willing to go. Which is crazy, because you're talking about, like, what if you sign a 2-year deal? Like, maybe that's what he wanted. Like, that would be insane. That would be so different from everybody else in the league. And I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the bright side here, and I think Auston Matthews is just trying to get his bag. I'm fine with that. He's thinking outside the box. Stay with the Leafs. I think he's going to stay with the Leafs. Arizona will be gone as a hockey team and a state.
And the state.
Yeah, it's just going to float.
Good luck with that.
It's going to float away. It'll still be a state. It just won't be in the. It's going to keep floating away into the ocean.
All right. Well, we talked a lot about Matthews, but we haven't talked about the Leafs media's other favorite name to talk. Actually, top three names I'd like to talk about. What does this deal mean for William Nylander?
I like that you're saying that, because that's what we've been saying every other deal that's happened this summer with everybody else, with Auston Matthews, right? You know, anybody signs, what does this mean for Auston Matthews? Yeah. I listened to Willie just yesterday on 32 Thoughts podcast. They caught up with him in Sweden, and it was just interesting. Like, he's just chilling. He says he's not worried about it.
Word.
Says he loves being in Toronto. Says, you know, it's home for him. It's the place he's lived the longest in his whole life. And I listen to that, and I'm like, all right, like, this sounds like you're just trying to, like, why did you even sign up for this interview? You gave us literally nothing here. I am extremely concerned about this situation.
He only said good things.
There's no way that everything's as bright and shiny as he's thinking. I think this means that Willie Nylander is gone in some form. He's gone.
What? Did you take that away from that interview?
No. The situation, the fact that, like, he's been put on the back burner here this long. Austin Matthews now signed a 4-year deal. Like, we know what a lot of the Leafs salary cap picture is going to look like in the future here. And I guess it's possible that they could do some weird thing where, like, his AAV is low the first year of the contract and then, like, higher, or, you know, I'm not feeling good, Tim. I'm not feeling good.
Here's the thing. I am feeling good that he's going to resign. I know there's some Nylander haters out there that have just been praying for the circumstances to get this guy off our team. But I just look at the playoff. I mean, we went that whole time talking about Austin Matthews and didn't talk about $13 million is worth it in the regular season. I've yet to see a $13 million Austin Matthews in the playoffs. But I have seen $13 million William Nylander, but I don't know if that's true. I've seen William Nylander show up in the playoffs more than anyone else on the team, though, which, I mean, I think counts for something. Yes, does he show up every single game? No. Does he show up in his defensive end also? No. But I think he is definitely better than a lot of other players out there. Certainly anyone else that you're getting at unrestricted free agency. I think at $13 million, I think there's room for Nylander to be re-signed.
But at what cap hit? Because I just don't think Willie's going to sign for $8 million, $8.5 million. I think he's coming for $10 million.
No, the Leafs offer $8 million. I said this before. Leafs are at $8 million. He's at $10 million. He'll sign for $9 million. What is the Timo Meier's deal? The Timo Meier got paid just under $9 million a year.
Yeah, I just wonder, like
Sebastian Aho, the centerman, the centerpiece of that team, is getting paid $9.5 million. Nylander's not getting paid more than him, but at the same time, he's a valuable guy. So I think.
That's with a guy that was like, I'm staying in Carolina and blah blah blah, right? Like, Willie could not feel that way, and I don't think that he feels that way. I don't think that it's the same situation, because he does have the power here to say, all right, I'm going to just hang out for this season, and I'm going to stop taking their phone calls and walk to free agency where, like, in unrestricted free agency, I think someone will give him 10. These teams are banking on the fact that the salary cap's going to go up. That's what I think.
Yeah, that's true about the salary cap. I was going to say, like, Artemi Panarin got 11.5.
Yeah.
And the cap's not that much higher now than it was then.
And he was a winger who's had better seasons than Willie did, right? But
absolutely.
I'm just giving you my current thoughts. That, like, I think Willie thinks – he always thinks he's the best player in the world. And I think he thinks he's worth 10. And – his dad did it, and he's gonna do it. And
do you think he would play for $9 million, even though he thinks he's worth $10 million?
Well, I think then it just comes down to Toronto, right? It just comes down to, like, how much does he love his situation here? Because, like, assuming he wants to sign an 8-year deal, right, or a 7-year deal, or like not an Austin Matthews, a long term deal, then it's just like, has Toronto done what they needed to do to sell him on staying here? Because, like, he's a long ways from home either way, right? It's not like is he, you know, American, is he Canadian or whatever, right? Like, he's saying that Toronto's his hometown, but, like, he could want to try out LA, he could want to try out some of the cool places in the US. He could not give a crap at all about if his team's winning or not and just go to somewhere where he's the man, right? Because he's never been the man in Toronto, and he could go play for, I don't know.
You look at William Nylander, you think he wants to be the man? If we're talking about contract implications, you want someone who wants to be the man is Mitch Marner. Mitch Marner is going to say, "Pay me like Matthews," and he might get paid 13 and a quarter on his next deal when he signs that. But William Nylander, I don't think, I don't know. He's definitely a unique breed in that I'm not sure how much he cares about winning. I'm not sure how much he cares about. Who knows what he does care about?
I guess we'll see what like
Is this a domino?
we'll find
Is
out
the clock?
we'll find out soon. So like I read the report today that this was Tree Man in his press conference. Sorry, Tree Living. We call him Tree Man because I still haven't fully discovered how to spell Tree Living all the time. He met Ilya Samsonov for the first time at their arbitration hearing, right? He has not been making the rounds. Has he met with Willie yet? Like I have no idea, right? This Auston Matthews stuff might have been taking up most of his time, right? Auston Matthews draft, I don't know, trying to find a home in Toronto. It's a lot of work that he's got to do right now. And yeah, like so maybe we're gonna get an answer here soon. But if the listeners of the Leaf Scouts want my official prediction on William Nylander, it's not good. So that's where I'm at.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see. Like, it would certainly be. I'm sure Tre Living would like a deal, kind of. If he does want to extend him, maybe the Leafs don't want to extend him. Maybe the Leafs are done with this big four forward business and they want to reallocate money, maybe to a goalie, maybe to another D. So it could be the Leafs don't want him back, but I feel they would have traded him before this. So I feel like the Leafs want him back. It's a matter of getting to the right number, and I don't know. Like I think they're gonna try and push to get a deal done before training camp. Certainly, like they know the pain of having the media noise around the team, and like it's gonna be a topic throughout the whole year until it's resolved.
I wonder about like with the Willie situation too. Just a way to like look at it like, oh, he will totally sign. Is that the vibes around the team have to be good right now that Auston Matthews sticking around another 4 seasons after this one? I mean, from all I can tell, he's a very popular player on the team, right? And he helps with the vibes around the team, and the guys get along with him. And it does legitimately make the Leafs a cup contender for a long time. So if that's something that Willie cares about, like it's just gives off the vibe like, oh yeah, the band is sticking together because Auston Matthews is in the band and he's sticking around, you know.
Sticking around.
Yeah, and like and as long as we've got Auston Matthews on this team, we're gonna have guys like Bertuzzi and guys like Domi that like wanna sign these 1 year deals or short term deals just because they wanna have a shot to play, you know, in the spot with the guy. And so if Willie wants to be a part of that, that's great. And if he doesn't, the Leafs will figure it out.
He's figured out.
But I don't
I
know that
mean,
we're
we'll.
winning or losing the cup because Willie decides to stay or not. So
I mean, I think that's a decision that's like, it's up there. Like, at this point, if Nylander decides that he's walking, you're now scrambling to find a trade that everyone else knows that you have to make. You're getting peanuts for him. Like, William Nylander is a top four forward on this team. You're not just replacing him for a trade. And so, or it's like next, he walks, and whoever you're getting in UFA is not going to be the caliber of William Nylander, most likely.
No, it's not perfect. It's not perfect, but just like
No.
at some point, right? Like the dollars are going to run out, right? Because we've just seen how like tight things were to try to get this Ilya Samsonov deal done, and like the I guess the only possible way that like this works out that the Leafs could afford to do this is, you know, John Tavares after this next season is like 1 year left, right? Then can they figure out something where like it's almost like a weird year that like we cannot really afford to have a working team, but then after John Tavares's contract comes off the books, or I don't know, but
No, you can't do that. Every single year that Matthews is signed to this team, you gotta like make sure you are maximum odds of contending.
or I don't know. I'm just throwing out ideas here. It's summertime, but I'm thinking of the Maple Leafs.
What do you think? Do you think so? This season goes by, then next summer, Tavares and Marner are in the same situation as Nylander, Matthews this year. What do you think? I think Marner, I mean, Marner, I think, is going to say the same thing he said last time, pay me like Matthews, and we'll see what the cap is like. I'm not sure if the Leafs go higher dollar value than Matthews, but like I would be penciling in 13 for Marner. What Tavares though is an interesting one. Tavares is currently 32. He's turns 33 in a month, I think. And then he has one more year, so he's gonna be 35. What kind of or 34. I can't do math. Summer.
Hard time imagining, assuming his health is great. I'm just talking about Johnny here. Hard time imagining that, like, the guy, the hometown guy who moves back home and starts a whole family, he'll probably have six more kids by then, like, decides that he wants to continue playing hockey somewhere else. I like to think that he would either stay with the Leafs at, like, the number that works, basically pull a Spezza, right? Or, I don't know, retire. I just really don't see that, like, the Leafs are, like, they'd have a spot for him, you know?
Yeah.
And then Marner, I think you're right. I think he comes back and says, pay me like Matthews, and then it's up to us to determine if he's worth that. I mean, right now, no. I don't know. Right now, no.
Well,
But
it's hard, right? Because like at that point, is Pastrnak? It's not Pastrnak. Is Draisaitl getting paid 15? Like, there's the argument that like, oh, Matthews should have been paid 15, so Marner's now worth 13, and Marner's not leaving any money on the table because, that's what he did last time and
yeah.
squeezed him for every drop they did in the shortest possible term. Still haven't really forgiven him for that.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, but and then it's like, how much is, what's Bettman got up his sleeve? How high is this cap going? Can we afford to have two $13 million players on the team? Like, I don't know. Mitch Marner's amazing though, and like he's a lot of nights our best player, and he's like, you get rid of a lot of other guys before you get rid of Mitch Marner if it's just about the money.
Absolutely. We make it
So
work.
I think yeah, it's, man, Tim, it's just the cap. Like, it's all about, is this cap going to go up or not? Because right, like, it's been, like you said, like 3, 4 years now that the cap has stayed completely flat, and all of these deals, like the current Matthews deal, the current Marner deal, would look so differently if the cap had just kept rising and these guys had signed for more and more and more, but that wasn't the
True.
case. And it's just a weird NHL time. So, but the band's gonna be back. These guys gotta stick around. Like, if you're Mitch, you're really gonna be like, yeah, Austin Matthews is here, but I'm gonna go. And you know, cause even if the Leafs are low on the offer with Mitch, like, they wouldn't be that much lower unless Mitch is being ridiculous, right? So, like,
Yeah, and I mean, it'll be interesting to see. Like, does Marner take a page out of Matthews' book and do a 4-year deal? Does he just go with an 8-year deal? Who knows? Who knows what he's gonna do?
well, his last
But
deal was 6. He signed 6 years.
Yeah,
And Matt, yeah, so I mean,
one year longer, just so we.
it still wasn't the full 8. Yeah, there's just, I don't know. There's some, maybe Austin Matthews isn't a good influence here. Maybe he's
Well.
bad to get out of. We need to get him out of here.
There's a crazy stat. So basically, like the number of players that have signed a contract for over $10 million, less than 7 or 8 years, i.e., less than the maximum. There's two players. One is Austin Matthews, who's now done it twice,
Yeah.
$10 million plus contract for less than the max years. And Mitch Marner is the only other player that's done
Yeah.
it. Both of them on the Leafs. Granted, you look at the cap percent. There's some like. You can work you, the status cherry picked a little bit, but still, it's very unique that that the Leaf players picked the shortest possible term that the Leafs the owners would allow them to sign. But it's like, I don't know.
It's very bizarre. It's just, I don't know. It's so abnormal, like, that's been Austin Matthews the whole time. That's why I thought he might leave, right? Just because, like, even though other guys don't do that, like, you cannot predict what this guy's gonna do, except for the fact that it's gonna be different. So, but we can rest assured that we have a best player in the NHL on our team, and he's locked up to 2027, so we'll have something to smile about in Toronto till 2027. And he's pumped to stay here. I believe it when he says that. He's pumped to stick around. And
how could he not?
And it's nice to have this one done, because I, even though it's summertime, have not once gone more than like 2 days without thinking about, like, when's this Austin Matthews deal going to get done, man? When's this Austin Matthews season's coming up soon? You know?
A lot. I mean, we joke, but like literally everything hinges on that. If Matthews decided he wanted to leave, who knows what the next 5 years are like for this team. Like, Marner is great, but he's like not enough to do it by on his own. Like, we look at how hard it is win the playoffs even with Matthews, and we haven't gotten it done. I mean, I guess like there's a question. So like, it looks like if Matthews' deal is done, we can debate on what's happening with Nylander, but I don't foresee a trade in the imminent future for the Leafs. So like, what we have now is kind of the team. Like, I remember we talked early on, like, early impressions for, like, Ryan Reeves, Tyler Bertuzzi, Domi coming back in, Klingberg, the kind of the big new guys. Still, I wouldn't say my opinion's changed too much of them. Like, I still hate the Ryan Reeves signing. Both the even years 1, 2, and 3, I hate them all. I can't even believe that he did that.
I know.
Domi is kind of is nice. Bertuzzi is a nice pickup. Klingberg, too much of a gamble, but Justin Hall is also a gamble, so maybe that one's a wash, but I don't know. Like, do you think we are a better team than last year?
Well, it's who's gone and who's right. Like, there's not as many, I guess, like moving pieces, right? So you lose Michael Bunting, you bring in Tyler Bertuzzi. That's a plus, right?
Yeah.
But we lose Rasmus Sandin, you bring in John Klingberg. I guess that's a plus. I'm not talking about Justin dollars. Hall. I'm just talking about like.
Well, we lost Matt Murray and gained like a whole season of Joseph Wall.
Yeah, and who's the other guy that we got?
Martin Jones.
Martin Jones season.
I mean, like, he's just someone we're going to try and sneak through waivers, and when he's inevitably claimed by some other team, we're like, oh, well, that was short-lived.
I'm going to say yes, Tim. I'm going to say yes. I think the Leafs are a better team than they were last year, just because I think that, like, there's just the opportunity for that. Plus, like, we even are in agreement that Austin Matthews had far from his best season last year, right? And like, he could totally bounce back and just completely like take over the game. But what I worry the most about is just the fact that like the Leafs still don't really have a good third line center option. But then why I say that we should still be better than last year is because like I just Ryan O'Reilly was just never really, really, really it. So like, I'm fine with that decision, I guess. What about you? What do you think?
I still struggle to get there. Maybe like, I think this kind of happens most years where I have to see these players perform in front of me. Like, I look at our fourth line and say like, ooh, that is definitely fourth line. And the third line is like, well, who's scoring? And then the top two lines are like, are these guys even going to have chemistry? Or are we going to have another Nick Ritchie situation? The Klingberg, I don't know, like, he's, even when he was great, he was just like, we're talking Tyson Barry on steroids as much as like how extreme the offense and how decrepit the defense is. Like, there's a few darts thrown at the board that it could backfire.
But you're right, we've said this like every year. I think we've asked this question every year on the podcast, and they pretty much come out being a better team than they have in the previous years. So Trey Living is the biggest difference, right? It's Trey Living's the biggest difference. He's got his mark that he's made on the team here. But how old is Austin Matthews again? 26?
26.
I mean, you peaked
at 25. He's turning 26 in a month.
Yeah, well, you peaked at 26. So Austin Matthews is going to have his best season yet. I peaked at I peaked at 19, so whatever. Matthew Nye is gonna have a nice season.
I know. I wasn't a podcaster at age 26. How could I have peaked then?
Oh yeah, you know, Matthew Nye is too on the team. A full season of Matthew Nye. Heck yeah, the Leafs gonna be better than last year, Tim. And Nicky Robb's in town. And
Nicky Robb and his one leg.
Easton Cowan is gonna get called up. He's gonna play great this year. Nick Moldenhauer, all the prospects, every one of them. Is coming up this year, and we're gonna be great. We're gonna be young, and we're gonna be mean. Ryan Reeves gonna fight every night. Tim's gonna hate it. I'm gonna love it. It's gonna be a good season, baby. It's gonna be a good season.
Oh, go punch some faces.
3-year deal. All right, are we wrapping up? I think we're done.
I think it's we're done.
It's a late one.
Yeah.
Go Leafs, go.
Go Leafs, go.
Austin Matthews sticking around.
Yeah, we'll try and do another episode kind of on the eve of training camp. We'll see. I mean, for so long, it's like we were saying, like, have Leafs done anything? We're like, we have nothing to talk about until Austin Matthews signs. We sleep. So look for us when William Nylander signs his $8 by $9 million contract, like I predict.
We sleep? Tim, you have not been sleeping.
Who sleeps?
You're everywhere, man. I haven't slept either. Maybe Ryan's sleeping. He's probably sleeping.
Blocker.
All right. Bye-bye.